cliffcentral.com.
Well, let's get on to this morning with George. How are you doing, George Meany? George Meany is the CEO of Auto Trader, and we chat with George once a week to find out what's going on in the world of cars and motoring and lifestyle around it. And this morning, as with every morning, George has got a bunch of really interesting things to tell us. That guy's collection sounds like an amazing assortment of cars, huh?
It does. You know, the funny thing is, Gareth, I've been in this industry now for going on 2 decades, and I've never heard of that collection.
Amazing. And this is some dude in Bloemfontein who collected during his life over 400 cars.
Yeah, I was listening. It's unbelievable. Like 400, but 400, what sounds like everyday cars.
Yeah, like, I mean, again, it just boggles my mind, but fucking station wagons of all things.
Mm. Well, I mean, it is the Free State.
Station wagon. All right. Well, what do you got for us today?
You've got to carry sheep and those kind of things.
Put them in the back of the station wagon, yeah.
George, we get it. Don't get the Free Staters on your back yet.
No, I like the Free Staters. All of our Miss South Africans, haven't they come from, well, not all of them, but a lot of them, haven't they come from like places like Bloemfontein?
Yes, many have.
I'm not going to redeem you.
And it's the besides Cape Town, the biggest student hangout in South Africa. So I'm sure it's
Free
cool.
Start. Very nice.
Onto buying cars during the pandemic. I mean, I don't know, Gareth, would you be nervous to go to a dealership and of getting the virus? Would you rather shop and get the car delivered to you? In buying a car, I know you don't want to drive, or should I say own cars in the future, but if you had to buy a car, would you want to forego the dealership visit?
You know, I think it's important if you buy clothes or you buy cars or even certain other pieces of equipment that you're very particular about, you know, the feel of them. I think it's important to have the tactile experience and to actually get into the car, to take it for a test drive. Because while you guys do a huge amount of work and research, and you make sure that everything you list and that all the dealers that you have on your books are good, honest people, I think for many of us, it's still the feeling that persuades us to buy something, not just everything else, you know?
Well, you know, like you were talking about earlier on, it's a very emotional purchase. I mean, I agree. I don't think the dealership is going anywhere anytime soon because of that fact. But people do seem to want to spend less time there.
You know, the other thing, George, is that a car costs quite a lot of money. It's not like buying a pair of socks. If you buy the wrong pair of socks and they cost you 40 Rand, then you're not going to cry over that for weeks and weeks and weeks. But if you buy the wrong car, or the color isn't exactly what you thought it would be, or, you know, maybe the engine doesn't perform.
But the driving experience.
I think that you have huge buyer's remorse if you don't get exactly what you want with a car. Whereas with other stuff, it's maybe less important to you.
I absolutely agree. So this one customer of ours, DigiCars, in Sandton. If you just drive up Sandton, into Sandton on the corner of Greyston and Catherine, DigiCars there. They have taken, not having to come into the dealership until you're ready to really test drive a car seriously. If you go onto DigiCars' website, you can actually virtually go and test drive the car.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. I love it.
Which I haven't seen in South Africa yet.
No, I think that's very cool.
You know, I haven't seen that by dealerships in South Africa. And not only that, they're one of the few dealers that will actually deliver the car to you rather than you having to come into the dealership.
Yeah, you see, that's brilliant. The more of this, the more options we give to consumers, the better. And someone will find the formula that works best for them, whether you're on the customer side or on the dealer side. And whatever works best for both is the one that will survive the longest.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, we've introduced 360 photographs on our website where, you know, you can thumb and do a 360-degree walk around of the car. Mm-hmm. You can even go in the car and do a 360 degree view of the car.
Yeah.
Not all customers have taken it up, but a lot of consumers want these things so that they can spend less time inside the dealership. Although you're absolutely right, the need to actually go and touch and feel that car at some point is a necessity. You have to end up doing that.
Yeah, I think it's important. Some stuff you'll never need to go and check yourself, but other things, it's kind of the most important part of it, and that's the experience that'll make it all sensible. Okay.
Well, today is Black Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have over 500 cars on special on Auto Trader's website. So if you're looking for a good deal, go and check it out. What do you think? I mean, everybody talks about texting and driving.
Mm-hmm.
But a bit of research was done. A study by IAM RoadSmart was done, and they wanted to see what other activities inside a car, what effect this has on driver reaction times. And it's fascinating that fiddling with things like Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Mm-hmm.
Reduces your reaction times by over 50%.
That makes sense.
And they in the study they found that people that get distracted and fiddle with things like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto stop in 4 to 5 more car lengths than somebody that's actually concentrating. So if you hit the brakes 4 to 5 car lengths, you will be delayed by because of this fiddling by the car.
I love the fact that we've got all this technology in cars, but we've got to admit honestly that we are very stupid creatures and we're easily distracted, and driving requires full concentration all of the time. And if you're on long journeys or you're doing the same trip every day and you're just bored with it and you think you know it like the back of your hand, your brain eventually starts to map that as being a time where you can do other things.
Yeah.
And we do.
Dangerous.
We start doing other things, and of course it's dangerous. And, you know, whether it's Apple CarPlay or messaging somebody or going through podcasts to find the right one, all of those things are probably a really bad idea when you're at the controls of a ton of metal, and you can kill yourself if you make a bad decision. But you know what humans are like. I mean, we take risks. We do a quick analysis in our brain. What is the risk? What is the reward? Oh, I really want to hear that song, or I want to see what this message is from this friend of mine. And then you lose concentration for a second, and it can be all for naught, you know?
All for naught. And you put other people's lives in danger. I mean, the same study showed that on average, a user or a driver takes their eyes off the road because of all of these electronics inside the car for an average of 16 seconds at a time.
Jeez.
And you count to 16. That is
a long time.
Very, very long time. 16
seconds. A lot can change in front of you in 16 seconds, yeah.
So, while you and I might be avid non-texters and try and concentrate, there are hundreds of cars around you and these things are happening.
Listen, invariably, if you are driving around, and I've been guilty of this, I'm by no means saying, you know, I'm purer and cleaner and better than you. But I have seen cars driving badly, and you can almost guarantee to a man when you drive past them eventually, you see they're on their phones.
Mm. Yeah. No, you're right.
Well, and also not to make an excuse, can our phones get better to recording like that dictation thing? Because right now,
it doesn't work.
No, so this is, as a matter of interest, I wasn't going to bring this up, Sia, but the same study showed that the voice activation devices inside the car reduces your concentration by 36%.
So even that's not.
Oh, so it still takes you away. Yeah,
still takes your mind away. So you know. onto a lighter note. So the five future car tech features that will keep you safe. So you know that Volvo is introducing the speed limit, or should I say the limit in their cars, to 180 kilometers an hour.
So in other words, there's a governor on it.
You know, it doesn't matter how fast the car can go. You can only go 180 kilometers.
They won't let you take that governor off.
No, they won't let you take that governor off, which I think is a good thing. I mean, where would you want to travel even 180 kilometers an hour with all the cars on? I mean, maybe the autobahn.
But yeah. George, when the killer is chasing you, you need to speed away.
Typical of Sia to think about the killer. Yeah, all right.
It happens.
So what they also want to begin introducing is, to the topic that we just spoke about, is distraction and intoxication. Is to start to track people's pupils, people's reactions, their movements of their eyes, in order to try and predict whether a driver is concentrating or not. And then put safety measures in place that you can't override inside the car or with the car.
All right,
which I think is a good thing, given all of the new flipping little features we have in all the cars that we're getting.
Listen, if Volvo want to make that, maybe it's a feature, not a bug.
That's very true.
Some people will buy the car, especially because they know it can't go faster than 180.
Imagine being an 18-year-old and you're gifted that as your first car. I think you'd be sort of pissed, just like, ah.
Well, it's better than one of Louis' station wagons, I'll tell you that much.
I don't know if you've heard about this phenomenon in Dubai, abandoned supercars.
Yes.
I've seen those videos.
Is that a real thing? Because I was.
It's a real thing. So limited edition Ferrari Enzo was abandoned not so long ago. And I mean, you can see multiple Lamborghinis, Porsches, Bentleys abandoned in the desert. Some 2,000 to 3,000 cars are abandoned each year in Dubai. Just abandoned.
Jeez.
Why?
Well, it turns out that, I mean, this particular story around the Ferrari Enzo, which costs 20 million rand, it was just abandoned. It was a wealthy, wealthy person that came to Dubai for all of the trappings of, making money and getting more wealthy, and lost everything, fled the country because he couldn't make the repayments.
Got you.
Bought the car on finance and that's what happens with most of these abandonments is people just can't make the payments, and apparently you can land in jail.
Jesus. Well, I suppose if it comes to you either abandon your car or you get locked up in jail, I think that it makes sense to then abandon the car.
Mm. So they abandon the car and they just flee the UAE.
Sure.
So it's an absolute real thing. The top 100 fastest cars from 0 to 100 at the moment. And what takes the cake is the Porsche 919 Hybrid can do 0 to 100 in 1.9 seconds.
Whew. That is explosive.
It's very explosive. I mean, I think the Tesla Roadster is going to beat that, but it's not on the road yet.
So, 0 to 100 is always the hallmark for how fast a car is. It's how quickly you can get to 100 kilometers an hour, or 100 miles an hour. And this has always been the measure that people have used. But really, it's not that helpful, because if you can get to 100 kilometers in a second, that means you've covered an enormous amount of distance, and it could be very dangerous. I mean, that's acceleration. It's not really speed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's becoming an even more real thing with electric cars, because you felt the talk of an electric car.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
I reckon I become a little uncomfortable anywhere north of 4 seconds. Very hard to manage a car.
We we test drove the Porsche, the new Porsche 911 not so long ago, which which does 0 to 100 in the 2.5 to 3 second range. And our journalist said that it takes about a second or two for your brain to catch up with what is actually happening.
Right. That's maybe why I don't like anything faster than 0 to 104 seconds. It's just not very hard to process.
It's hard to process.
You literally lose the ability to see anything peripheral. Your vision, they call it tunnel vision. Your field of vision actually narrows.
So you know, is 0 to 100 a good way to measure a car? Well, electric cars in the future may be that may be the benchmark. But a funny story.
Yeah.
Canadian officials have urged motorists not to allow a moose to lick their cars.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, moose go around licking the ice off cars because of the salt content.
So a moose tries to lick water off your car, and what, that's illegal?
Well, that's not illegal. They're just encouraging people not to allow the moose to lick the road salt off the cars. Because apparently, when the moose sees a parked car, they're walking up to it, and sometimes damaging the car. So they've got these big signs all over the place. Do not let moose lick your car.
Well, George, the real problem here is there's a moose on the loose.
Oh, God. You know that it's one moose, many meese, right?
Oh, I don't know.
That's not fun. No, what is
that? No, it's not. I would have, if I was a mean person, I would have let you carry on thinking for the rest of your life that it's one moose, many meese.
What is the plural of moose?
Mooses.
Mooses. Yeah. It's like the mouse that you use for your computer. What's the plural of that?
Mouses.
Mouses.
Mm.
Really?
Mice.
Mm. Yeah. But I love it. We used to have a friend at Varsity with us called Quibus, and we used to joke with him. We'd say, Quibus, because he always wanted to move to Canada. And we'd say to him, you know, if you move to Canada, you're going to have to learn that it's one moose, many meese. And he believed that. I think he still does. I think he still says, oh, how many meese are in this nature reserve? So, you know, he's probably still saying it right now, poor guy.
You've ruined Corbis's life.
All right. You got to tell people shit like that. It keeps your life interesting, even if it makes it awkward for them.
Same.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Very good. All right. Well, please don't go around licking the ice off cars if you're in Canada. And listen,
just try not to do that.
Those mooses can be flipping dangerous. They're huge animals. Eh? They're massive, massive animals, and they can do a lot of damage to cars. People drive into meese all the time. All right, everybody.
I wonder if your tongue gets stuck on some of the ice. You know, if you take ice out of the fridge, and you get these cartoon characters who lick a pole and get stuck.
And imagine waking up to that. You're about to like leave the house, drive to work, and there's a massive moose stuck to your car.
Just its tongue, and it's getting more and more, and it's getting more and more aggro because its tongue is stuck to the car. Yes. That'll be very bad, I'm telling you. CliffCentral.com